following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, live on the road again today at our favorite sports bar and grill in Grand Island, Bandits, where it's going to be very busy today, and we're going to get it underway with a little sports chatter. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson, my co-host today, and we will be joined by Grand Island Northwest head football coach Kevin Stein here in just a few minutes as our high school preview continues. We'll hear from Michigan head football coach Brady Hoke as part of our Big Ten preview, and we'll go over what else is going on in the world of sports. Still some baseball. The Little League World Series begins today. The American Legion World Series in North Carolina begins today. Nebraska is represented with Omaha West side at that, and we will talk about that as they play this afternoon. But first, want to let you know that Harley and the V-Twins, a great classic rock and country rock band out of Colorado, going to be making a stop here tonight at Bandits. They've played up at Sturgis, so maybe if you were up there, you know who we're talking about. And a Thursday night music live entertainment tonight here at Bandits. Supposed to be another beautiful day. We haven't been burnt out so far in the month of August. We've gotten a little flooding rain in parts of our list area, and tonight just should be another great night. Come out, enjoy the beer garden, enjoy the air conditioning, whatever your choice is here at Bandits. And don't forget to join us for the Everyday Lunch Special, which we'll be telling you about here in just a little bit. But that's just a part of what goes on here at Bandits. Steve Anderson, who looks very, very refreshed after a nice vacation. You found a way to take a few more days than I could know what to do with, but good to see you again, my friend.
I guess that's part of the benefits of owning your own business and having some tremendous help, which I'm fortunate on both ends. Always a pleasure to come back and share the dais with you, Doug. Enjoy this hour sitting across the table from you, and since we last spoke, I think between the two of us, we pretty much covered at least half or three quarters of this country.
Well, we covered some time. I was out, obviously, Chicago at Media Days, and you took the West Coast in.
I've got two grandsons and a daughter that live in Long Beach, just down the road from Del Mar Racetrack, former Hollywood Racetrack, which is no more, and about 5 minutes from Los Alamitos, but I stayed away from the races while I was out there. We jumped on the plane right here in town, flew to Vegas. My wife and I spent a couple of nights at your favorite spots, the South Point. They're all from Nebraska that work there. It's unbelievable. Most of them from Omaha. We celebrated our 12th wedding anniversary, and then we took a puddle jumper from there over to Long Beach. And the grandsons, celebrating birthdays, both of them, 6 and 8 while we were there, took them to their first Dodger baseball game, and it was a night I'll never, ever forget. They got to run the bases after the game was over. Awesome.
And I saw some of your posts online while you were away, and I think we all can kind of remember, even though we're older, and especially if you're a dad or you're a grandfather or uncle, whatever, aunt, however that case may be, when someone goes to their first Major League Baseball game, and you still remember the first one you went to.
I never forget it, and I know my mother somewhere along the way packed away the scorecard that I bought for a nickel at Old Blue Stadium in Kansas City. My grandmother, from Red Cloud, Nebraska, actually took me on the train to Fort Scott, Kansas, which is about an hour and a half south of Kansas City, in 1962. I was 9 years old, and my great uncle, Andy, drove us up the next day and took me to a Kansas City A's, New York Yankees baseball game. And, you know, I got a picture somewhere I took from the grandstand. It was a mile away. It was one of them little brownie-type cameras that I came back and told for years that I took this picture when Mickey Mantle jerked one out of the ballpark into the short right field pennant porch. Charlie O'Finley owned the team in those days. And I was mesmerized by this little mechanical rabbit that came up behind home plate where the umpire always filled up his bag with baseballs. To me, that was more astonishing than anything else that I saw during the game. But the analogy I used when my daughter actually posted the two grandsons running around the bases at Dodger Stadium was, wow, what an experience that would have been at 9 years of age if I could have done that. I know these kinds of promotions are becoming quite frequent around the country. The Dodgers are doing it every Sunday that they're in town, and the turnout, like they needed to use a shoehorn and get any more people into the stadium anyway, was phenomenal. And it took over an hour to get everybody around those bases. The line was unbelievable, but it was well worth the wait, and it was a moment I'll never, ever forget in my life.
Well, we're going to chat more about what's going on in the world of sports and a little baseball as well, but right now it's time for our high school football preview here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson with you live at Bandits here in Grand Island, so let's talk a little Grand Island. Northwest Viking football head coach Kevin Stein joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin, good morning. Do you remember your first baseball or slash football game you attended?
Well, I'm just so memorized. I can't even think because you're talking about Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. My folks used to drive us through when we lived down in Yuma, Arizona. And we were always down on the old downtown to the Golden Nugget. That was the place that we always went. And you're talking Dodger baseball. I'm a Dodgers fan. I'm Dodger blue through and through. Now we just maybe talk. How about San Antonio Spurs? Then we can get the whole gamut in there.
Well, he's got. It's been a good year so far then for Coach Stein, and I know he wants to see his Viking football team have a good year as well. So, Kev, we'll talk a little bit about that here before we get you back to your day. Obviously, not the season wins and loss wise that you wanted to have last year. Usually, there's the bumps and bruises, but there's always a silver lining when you look forward to a year after that. So let's start there. What are the positives heading into 2014?
You know, one of our, yes, you know, the wins and losses were not where we were at last year, but it wasn't so much about the wins and losses, kind of all the extra stuff that kind of went along with it. That was a big struggle. And, you know, you talk about the silver lining. It really, shook me on how I need to coach and how I need to coach our assistant coaches and how they need to coach hard. I think that's where we're kind of missing the boat. And it's really made us sit back this off season and not evaluate the X's and O's. If we had to evaluate how we approach the off season, how do we approach the locker room behavior? How do we approach the team chemistry? How do we get the buy-in? And the word we're using is commitment and culture. How do we get people to be committed to changing our culture? And fortunately, I run into a group of guys that are right on board with us, and they're just hungry, and they're just biting it and chomping at the bit to be pushed, to be challenged, and to change more than the final score on a Friday night. And so that is a huge silver lining. I'm excited to go to practice every day because of them.
We're talking with Grand Island Northwest football coach Kevin Stein. Coach, sometimes you go to a clinic, you read a book, you rely on your brothers, your brethren, when it comes to the coaching fraternity. So who did you turn to, or where did you learn what you wanted to learn to get that culture changed or to get you and your staff to a different level?
Right after the season, I had a coaches meeting, and I kind of laid it on the line with them. I was a little hard. I was a little rough. I challenged them. I want you to sit back for a few weeks and decide if you want to be in or out. And they all were, let's go. And so they did that. I went back and reread a John Gruden book, Do You Love Football? And he just talks about how he, like what you guys were talking about, growing up, he grew up, his dad was a football coach. I was a football coach. My dad was, my brother was. They've been to every game. They've done everything. And it just talked about those guys who don't care about their situation. They don't care if they have the nicest equipment or the nicest locker room or the nicest this. The guys who want to get down and get to work and truly do you love football. That was a book that I went and read. I went and met with Coach Cush from Boys Town, who wrote Pieces of the Puzzle on Building a Team. And he doesn't talk about X's and O's. And then we just kind of came up with the idea of, hey, Vikings are a Viking old ship. You all got on there, you all grabbed an oar, and you started paddling. If you get one guy that wants to paddle backwards, your boat doesn't go anywhere. And you're going to paddle with us, or you get off our boat. And the kids really kind of bought into that Viking culture of that. And they ran with it. And they built some ideas and some discipline ideas and some changes in the locker room and shirt designs and everything, and it wasn't anything about scoring touchdowns or making tackles.
Coach Stein, I like your approach. And the one nice thing that you have to draw on that most schools don't, even over a course of 40 years now, because I covered Northwest High School football back between 75 and 1981 in the heyday of Coach Dick Anderson's era, who won, I know, at least, two state football championships. Yep. Out at Northwest. And I assume those trophies are still sitting prominently out there somewhere where you can lead your kids over and say, look, we've done it. We've been able to achieve and go to the mountaintop right here at this school. That's got to be an incentive as well, isn't it?
We have. I've had three or four kids that their dads, when you walk in, you walk about 10, 20 steps into our school, there's a giant photo sitting right there. It's massive. It's 4 foot by 8 foot where all of our state championship things are. And their dads are up there. So we're kind of coming to that mentality of parent. We're coming to that mentality of kid. And they know Dick Anderson was, I've never met the guy, but I've heard he was brutally honest, fair, disciplinarian. And he did not let anybody slide with anything. And he was fair to all of them. And so they know what it takes. They've heard the stories. And so that's another feather in our cap or a silver lining that we have that we need to draw upon.
Kevin Stein, the head football coach at Grand Island Northwest, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live in Grand Island today at Bandits. Come by and join us for lunch. And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the kids right now. Every coach I talk to says, if you're going to build your team, you need to build it around your line. And it looks like that's where you may have your most experience.
We do feel well. We we have a kid named Dane Jarls, and, you know, you talk about an anchor, and he truly is that anchor. You know, he's that 6'1", 275, 280, you know, and Dane's is a test. You know, he didn't take care of his body real well last year, last fall, winter maybe, you know, and got a little heavy. And we sat down and said, listen, you can't play up there in that 300 range. You got to start taking care of your body, getting your cardiovascular going, and he's dropped some pounds, and his condition is so much better. Bailey Dishman just kind of just chiseled himself, and he looks great. He's going to have a great fall for us and a great winner in our wrestling team. You know, and Noah Watson, who's always that steady Eddie there, and a scrappy, wiry Mylon Bish, and a Jaden Cole. So we do feel, you know, really good about that, especially those guys. Most of those guys that all those guys I just mentioned are seniors, and you throw in a Mark Sapita and a Dylan Davis and a Justin Knapp and kids like that, we can hopefully draw upon them coming off a little bit of those upper underclass, those juniors.
And you got experience at quarterback, Coach, a young junior, Christian Ellsworth. That's got to be a big feather in your hat now with 1 year's experience under his belt, and it wasn't all that bad a year when you look at the statistics.
You know, yes, we do. Christian got a lot of snaps. You know, one thing is, going into last year, we had Christian and a Brooke Brown. Both were sophomores. Both were 6'3", 6'4"-ish range. Neither of them very fast. You know, Christian a little more accurate. Brooke had just a cannon for an arm. And so they had both had positive and negative. And we gradually worked Brooke a little bit more towards the end of the season because I didn't want to have a two-quarterback system. I always think that's kind of tough. That's just that continuity. I didn't buy into that thought. And it would have been better for Christian. It would have been better for us if we would have played them both and kind of played them out because they both bring such great qualities. And they're outstanding leaders. They're straight-A kids, great families, parents and brothers and sisters. And I told them this offseason, I said, listen, I made that mistake. You know, Christian did great. But as far as building a team, they both bring qualities that we need to draw upon. And so that competition is truly open. And I tell you right now, we could probably flip a coin on who that's going to be. But that's good. We're gonna work them both. We're gonna let them both play, and we'll both we'll draw upon both of them.
We're talking with Northwest Viking coach Kevin Stein here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show for our high school preview. I want to ask you about the rest of your playmakers on offense. It looks like you've got a lot of candidates that can go play wide receiver for you. Maybe you don't have a lot of pass statistics there. So tell me about your wide receiver core and what you're going to do at running back this year.
You know, we had a dynamic kid in Ryan Hipke last year that really ran good routes, found a lot of nice holes. And Christian, being a young quarterback, you find that kind of pony that feels things. He was, you know, not just fall. I mean, you're a sophomore playing Class B football. You're gonna kind of skip through your read so you can get to your pony. And he got a little too keyed in on Ryan Hipke. And Ryan did great, you know, but sometimes it kind of hurt us. But that's just age. But, you know, Taylor Wills, you know, started for us, played a ton of snaps. We did lose our two bigger outside receivers, but we feel great about Zach Canfield. McColton Hill got this, had a wonderful offseason. We moved a Taylor Gannon out to there. He could be there. And his twin brother, Brandon Gannon, will do well for us. Shaylott, who started at safety for us, is looking at possibly that outside receiver for us. We like our numbers and our depth there. In the backfield, Ty Johnson's our pony. He'll get 90% of our carries. But behind him, Ryan Gill's just a wiry, scrappy kid. And we get Dylan Ames, who's a short little scat back. And kind of a true fullback type kid. Not a dynamic runner, but a good little hammer in there for a few carries will be a Chase Kaiser. So we like our depth in those positions.
Coach Stein, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like your next win puts you personally as a head coach at 100 games even. What does that mean to you?
I didn't know that. Puts me a lot behind my dad and my brother. You know, I'm a competitor. You know, my dad just had a wonderful run, you know, a little bit in Colorado and a little bit in Arizona, but out in Chattern, he just had a wonderful run. I don't know. I'm always going to be chasing them. And I've had my dad won my games. I've lost my games. You know, it's neat about these kids. I want to get them to their first win versus Adams Central. I want to get them to their second win versus McCook. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, Hunter, that'd be cool, but I didn't even know that. So,
well, it's going to happen sometime
this
year.
Still chasing the old man.
Last minute here, and then we'll let Coach Stein get back to his day here. It will be tough to get win 100 right out of the gate. As Coach said, they will open up at Adams Central, who is back in Class B this year, and then their home opener is against number one McCook, according to Huskerland Prep, then at Alliance, and back home against Gehring. The defense is going to have to probably jump in and be solid for you. I know that might have been the weakness of the team last year, so just talk about what you see on defense and the early portion of your schedule, Coach.
Yeah, we didn't play with any edge last year. We played not to screw up. And we just were on our heels. We did not, no tenacity, no sense of urgency. And that is how we practiced. So that's, we're trying to, you know what? I'm an offensive guy. And I let our defensive coaches do their stuff. You know, but what I'm want to do is, I'm trying to challenge our defense to make our offense better. I want defensive backs to break on the ball, to try to strip that ball, to make our receivers better, which in turn is making our defensive backs better. Or, you know, I want us to get off of double teams with the defensive line, you know. I want to try to beat that double team to help our offense out. So that's how we're kind of approaching it, and it's really is kind of taken off that way. So we're trying to just kind of build that through our two-way players. And Coach Murray stepped up and done a nice job. You know, got a nice addition, and Austin Milo is coming out and helping us. And, you know, Coach Einek has just got another year under his belt. This is only his second year. We had a new D-line coach, a new linebacker coach, a second-year defensive back coach. So we didn't have – we were young there. And so we had to get them guys going, and they're a year better, which makes our kids a year better.
Well, experience, as I said when Coach Pellini came in, you got to give coaches time to be coaches as well. And so it sounds like that process is coming along. And, Coach Stein, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We wish you and the Vikings the very best of luck throughout the season. Hopefully we can chat again soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care. Kevin Stein, head football coach at Grand Island Northwest. And Steve, he was very open, honest, blunt. You can't just always blame the kids in the system. He knows that they, and he's had success. He's had playoff teams before coming to Northwest. They started to have a little success and then got smacked in the face with a 1-8 season, which no one wants to have. And in Class B, I really think more than any other class, you don't get too deep in their schedule, because everybody in Class B is going to play multiple top 10 teams just because of the number of teams that aren't like C and D. I mean, you could possibly be a C and D school, play your 8/9 games, and never face a top 10 opponent according to the rankings. Well, they're going to have McCook. I bet Adams Central is ranked somewhere along the way. They're not in Huskerland Prep. Then you've got Scottsbluff and Sydney, who all of a sudden have taken the reins, and they're in the top 10. And you always have Aurora. York is on their schedule. I mean, even if you get vastly better, there's going to be a tough time getting above 500 because of all those teams that they play.
Yeah, and, you know, I loved how he focused on the parents and the fact that, you know, he's got some dads that have tasted success at Northwest High School, albeit maybe 30, 35, or 40 years ago. But I have seen this work, and, you know, we had Joe Wells here a couple of weeks ago. By the way, if you're listening, Joe, congratulations. You pulled off what we all dreamed and hoped for, winning a state title with that midget team, which duplicates what your dad pulled off 45 years ago, and then you personally played on a state championship team 40 years ago. But there is a little breeding involved here that goes along with success. And I know if those fathers somehow, some way, who have sons on the Northwest High School football team for this upcoming season were around in the heydays of Northwest High School football, that that's got to be a real positive factor for Coach Stein. And it's a great base to build off of. I'm excited, even though he comes off a 1-8 season, just the potential of what he can do to improve here in the next year or two.
It'll be interesting. Opening night, Adam Central has a new head football coach, and we'll talk with him next week as our previews continue on the Doug and Daddy Show. But it'll be interesting because then number one McCook comes in. You know, on paper, you're going to be overmatched. But if you get off to a good start with Adam Central, play competitive against McCook, it kind of really changes the whole dynamic. And all the changes that they're talking about making, are they going to work? You're going to find out. You can't really find that out in practice. You can find out attitude and want to and all that kind of thing. But X's and O's and changes like that, you got to play a game, and we'll see what happens when they open at Adams Central.
By the way, how exciting must it be for these kids to be going to practice right now with the weather being some 15 to 20 degrees cooler than we've ever experienced this time of year? They all must have a little bit more of a gip in their getty up, for the lack of a better expression. Yeah. This has been awesome.
Well, it's nice when that first day of two-a-day practices or that morning practice, it's not already 85 and very humid.
Amen.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but first we want to remind you that when you think of lawn and landscaping, the only name you need to know is Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. Everything you need to keep your lawn looking great all year round. If the weather has gotten the better of your lawn, whether it be because of the heat, whether it be because of the dry in some area where we might be a little dry, whether you got all that rain here recently and it flooded it up and maybe took some of your edging out or uprooted a tree or something like that, they can take care of you with their trees, their rocks, their shrubs, and their custom concrete edging, all at Johnson Lawn and Landscape, serving the Tri-Cities. Online, you can see them at NebraskaLandscape.com, or you can give them a call, 308-237-LAWN. That's 237-LAWN. Call them today, and don't forget to stop into the nursery located just beside Yellow Van on 6th Street in Kearney. Proudly landscaping Nebraska and doing amazing work at Johnson Lawn and Landscaping in Kearney. When we come back, Steve Anderson and I will chat a little bit more on the world of sports here at Bandits. We've got Brady Hoke, head football coach at Michigan. They'll be coming up in the second half of the show as well. But don't forget to stop by and join us at Bandits for today's Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be right back.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Sax's Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandit's famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6 and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandit's, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? For mature men, there's TrueForm from Complete Nutrition. This daily metabolism-boosting multivitamin has everything you need for long-term wellness. TrueForm supports heart health, a better prostate, energy, mood, memory, and reinvigorates male vitality. TrueForm Power and Performance, a multivitamin for men. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly to mostly sunny skies and breezy winds today. Highs top out near 88 degrees. Winds southeasterly 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts are possible at times. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 75.
Back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Bandit Sports Bar and Grill here in Grand Island. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson, the voice at Fauner Park, and the course designer of miniature golf over at Skate Island here in Grand Island.
Actually, you're giving me way too much credit. My dad designed the course, and I'm just trying to maintain it 35 years later, and some days I fail miserably.
Now, let me ask you, you know, with the advanced technology now, have you had to lengthen the putt-putt course?
You know, we're restricted by room out there, unfortunately. I'd like to do what some of these big golf courses are doing, especially on the PGA circuit, but no, if anything, we may just condense it someday and turn it into a strip mall, quite frankly.
Well, as we were talking vacation, my nephew likes to do a little putt-putting, so we went and did that. And I'm a little worried that he's getting close to being as good as me, and that's not very good.
You know, there's so many little Tiger Woods out there these days. Of course, that's a bad analogy since Tiger's not on top of his game, but it certainly has been a boost to the sport. Yeah, little McElroy's, that's right.
Little McElroy's as well. coming up, Brady Hoke from Michigan head coach. We've got a lot more to talk about, but as we said, we are here at Bandits, and the boss in charge sporting a Cleveland Browns hat, which David Day would be happy to see. I've got to be honest, you don't see a lot of Cleveland Browns gear out here.
No.
It's all Cavaliers. Tim, how you doing, man?
Not bad.
You've been a Browns fan your whole life?
A lot of people, yeah, unfortunately. It's funny, my brother actually ended up marrying a gal from Cleveland, so I went out there to see the family for the first time, and they're like, why are you a Cleveland Browns fan? And they're from Cleveland, so...
It's like watching Major League. You like the Indians? Well, we got a lot going on tonight. Let's start there. We got a great band coming in. You have done a good job of bringing in some bands traveling through or just getting some local talent, but it's always cool to see some bands that are traveling through make a stop here. And you get one or two a month here, and that serves the purpose.
Yeah, it's been a good deal. We just started doing that really this summer. Just started doing, you know, because we don't really have a lot of room, so they kind of got to keep them smaller bands, but. But, yeah, this is a band that's here coming through from Colorado. I think they're going to be playing up the casinos. So they're just stopping in Grand Island. But I haven't heard them before. I did YouTube some of their videos, and they look like really fun, kind of a party band. And they get the crowd involved, and it looks like it should be a blast.
If they were at Sturgis and they've got the name Harley in their name, yeah. They probably got a little edge to them.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good time tonight. So I know they've played here before. They played at the Full Circle venue with Misty and Casey over there. So
cool.
But
and it's not all about the entertainment. We've got Huskers coming up. We've got great food specials. We've got fantasy football. Of course, what's better than do your fantasy football draft at a sports bar where you can have whatever you want. You're waited on as long as you don't spill your own drink on your your piece
on
of paper.
Your draft sheet.
Yeah, you got food and everything there, and you'll take care of the gang as well.
Yeah, just give me a call down here. We'll accommodate. However big it is. The patio is actually a nice place. You will be quieter there, so but whatever you want to go inside or outside, and we'll hook you up with some pizzas, whatever you want to do. So,
and we've got golf,
just give us a call.
We've got golf weather, we'll be transitioning into football. You've got great specials for both,
yeah. We do, like we did last year, we'll do the Sunday football. Got the DirecTV NFL package, so we do the pizza, a dozen wings, pitcher beer for $20, and then Husker games, we'll be doing the grilling out burgers on the patio. So, you like to mix it up a little bit.
It's always fun here. You can watch any game you want with Tim and the gang at Bandits, and of course, why do the work at home? That's not near as much fun as coming down with a bunch of other Husker faithful, or coming down with just a good mix of NFL fans.
Yeah, we got a pretty good Husker crowd that comes down here. It's the same that it gets pretty rowdy and gets a little high five and get the Husker power going and all that. So. We're tossing around the idea, too, maybe since we've got so many night games, been talking to a couple of the bands we've had, maybe do like a tailgate party on one of them.
Cool.
Have a band come down in the afternoon, get the grill going, and get everybody fired up before the game. So.
And, of course, we'll be keeping the Doug and Daddy Show continues to return here to Bandits. And as we get right up to football, we'll be talking more about some of those when they are solidified. Our lunch special today is a slice of Saxon's pizza soda for just $4.99. So you can check that out. Check out the great menu as well. Tim here at Bandits. What else do we need to know?
Well, you pretty much covered it all. Like I said, we're looking forward to football season. That's always a good time around here. So, like I said, with your fantasy football, just give me a call. We'll hook you up if you want to hear any of the commissioners out there that need a place to have a party. So a draft party. So,
yeah, if you want to use that patio too, Tim, I was just talking about the weather with him prior to coming on board this morning, and what a pleasant experience. Get in here right now, take advantage of this weather, and use the patio outdoors. It's pleasant.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, the weather we've had here lately. So,
and it's been good for you.
Yeah, it has. It has been good.
It's been good for all of us.
Fortunately, I haven't been able to get out on the golf course as much and enjoy it. I'm busier here, so, but.
Well, that might be good for all of us if we all took a little more time off from the golf course.
Yeah.
Well, Timmy, we'll let you get back to work.
Save me money on all the golf balls that I lose. So.
I always lose more than I find. I don't know how that happens. Timmy, we'll let you get back to the kitchen there and the work, and thanks for having us over. We'll see you again in a couple weeks.
Thank you guys for being here.
That's Timmy here from Bandits in Grand Island. Stop by and enjoy some lunch on this Thursday. We appreciate you being with us here on the Doug and Danny Show. All the drafts, for the most part, still to come for your fantasy football. And a reminder, tomorrow, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay, director of the Race and Sportsbook, will be talking about preseason odds, over-unders for NFL and college teams. He's always got a couple of nice picks out there. And I know my co-host Jim Langan will have some questions for him, Steve.
Well, I always miss those kinds of things that really directly intersect with my primary interests. I happen to have a few fantasy football teams and a couple of baseball teams, I might add. One has been just miserable this summer. The other one, we're vying for winning honors downtown, one of the local pubs there. But this football thing, did I see somewhere where they're potentially going to go with a channel on the satellite? Not, I know they've got one on satellite radio that's 24/7 fantasy sports all the time, but I think I read somewhere where this thing could blossom into a TV network situation.
Well, like I said, there's unlimited channels.
And
Steve.
And the great thing about it is, I think personally, the teams themselves, the professional teams, have started to grasp this. You know, it was almost like a dirty little secret that you could put a wager on these games, and fantasy has gone way beyond that realm of what has driven the NFL for years. And I see a little acceptance now by the teams to kind of promote this and kind of wrap their arms around it and make it work for them somehow, some way.
Well, gambling, obviously taboo, because there's always the thought of throwing the game. And I know that's why they don't want to talk about it. And, of course, Pete Rose slash into football, you have all those connections that you just don't want to be associated with. Whereas fantasy football, not taboo, and it's still playing for the most part, playing for a little cash or playing for prizes or whatever the case may be. So looking forward to that. And a reminder that we will be back in Grand Island at the Plottage with our first Husker lunch of the year. It's always the kickoff lunch at the Plottage in Grand Island, Wednesday, August the 27th. The doors open at 11:30, and they'll serve lunch at that time. Sean Callahan will be on hand to talk Husker football, gives you that preview in each section of the team, and then the best part, he answers all of your questions. If you want to ask about Zach Stirrup or Sam Foltz or Riker Fife or Jack Gangwish or anybody else from the listening area that might have a chance to significantly help the football team this year, or if you want to ask about, you know, opponents or rumors or recruiting, Sean will be there for you. And that'll be from lunch, starts at 11:30, lunch from 11:30 to 12. It's only $5. Sean is there from 12 to 1. Call Vanessa at Home Federal to make your reservation, 398-4941, 398-4941, Wednesday. Spend lunch with us at the Plottage, August the 27th here in Grand Island. When we come back, Michigan coach Brady Hoke after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like a, it's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better, with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner, because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service, and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based, with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based, with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living, or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered, or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. With on the road today,
at Bandits in Grand Island. And when you are looking for that new or pre-owned vehicle, don't forget to consider Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, putting smiles on their customers' faces for years and years. And again, I've said it before, I'll say it again, you're driving down the road and every car has that insignia or that sticker on the back where it's from. And when you pass a Midway or you're at a stoplight with a Midway, they always seem to have a smile on their face. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, or go online to thinkmidway.com. Where right now, if you're looking for a new Malibu, the 2015s are in, and General Motors from the manufacturer, even more than what the actual hassle-free price is, they're throwing in a $1,000 rebate, and there's also an additional $1,500 rebate from General Motors on the all-new 2015 Silverado 2500 and 3500s in stock. See them on the lot or see them online at thinkmidway.com. Steve Anderson from Fauner Park joining us as our co-host again here in Grand Island, and I have to chuckle because today Lil Wayne is at the ESPN television studios, and he has been on SportsCenter all day, and I have you, Steve Anderson.
Lil Wayne.
Could you rap for us?
I assume he's a rap star. That's all I know about Lil Wayne. What's his correlation to ESPN, though? How do you put that together?
He likes sports. He likes sports. He likes sports. And they like their stars there on the campus. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I apologize. There are bigger names around here, and if you're for want of one, next time you come to town, I'll line them up for you.
I don't know. You're going to have to give me a list. We've got to talk to some great Grand Island people, and already have previewed the Islanders and Vikings next week. In fact, tomorrow, Hastings High, Eric Emerson, our head football coach, will be joining us in our high school football preview, along with Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay. Jim Langan will be our co-host, and we'll have more from the Big Ten. We got Brady Hoke here in just a moment. Next week, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Grand Island Central Catholic, as we catch up and finish up the Tri-Cities. We'll also be looking at other area schools as there's some good preseason rankings out there for some of our teams. But right now it's time for our Big Ten preview, brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island. For mass times and parish activities throughout central and western Nebraska, go to gidiocese.org. Continuing our coverage of Big Ten football here in 2014, we're joined now by the head football coach at Michigan, Brady Hoke. And with Nebraska scaling back their practices this year, going less time, maybe spending more time looking at film, it's also addressing the safety rules. And we asked Coach Hoke his thoughts on the new safety rules in college football.
We're going to follow them. We're going to follow them, and I think that's important for us as university. I think... I've always been a pretty contact-oriented coach because I think you've got to learn the techniques with contact. But we're going to definitely look because of the health and wellness that we need to have for our players.
Coach, with all these new practice rules, how do you think it affects your team as you go into fall camp?
Well, the one thing I would tell you, I think because of how we've been able and how we practice in the spring and the winter conditioning and summer conditioning that we do, those guys understand the toughness. They understand how we expect them to go out and play, the competitiveness. You push them in some non-contact things from what you do from a strength and conditioning standpoint. So, now teaching a guy to tackle and seeing him tackle enough, teaching a guy to a block three technique or whatever it is, but those are contact things, and you can also get a lot done just with the fundamentals of it.
How are the fundamentals right now with the new teaching, and do you have to do more of that when you get the young kids and the freshmen into your camp?
Because it's going to start, as USA football, and I think that has been a phenomenal program, teaching kids how to tackle and teaching the coaches how to teach it. And, we're very involved with that. In fact, I spoke in Columbus and in the state of Michigan about those drills and how we believe in them. But I think all that stuff is going to be really important to the health and wellness of what you want to have on a team.
Coach, about making those plays, so many close games last year. What's the intangible to get that turned around for you?
Well, execution. The execution is pivotal for us. You know, when you look at, you know, we got to find those 11 points and where we're going to find them at. Well, you got to execute to do it. You got to look at how we prepared them, starting with me, and making sure every week we're preparing them to execute when the time comes.
We sat here a year ago and everybody was saying, boy, next year is going to be Michigan's year. How come they're not saying that this is Michigan's year? Are you the sleeper?
I don't have no idea, and I really don't care.
Following up on that a little bit, because of that prediction last year, you had a lot of young guys. That's what they were looking at. Are they coming along like you want?
I think we're pleased, really, with the progress that we've made as a team. I think through spring and summer, I think you look at the kids who came in mid-year and where they kind of fit, and then some of them, obviously, who came in the summer, you know. So we're excited about our team.
Coach Brady Hoke with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you know you want to make improvement from last year, obviously, but is anything less than an appearance in the Big Ten championship game a defined success for your program?
I think there's a lot of ways to gauge your program. You know, I think success is graduating 69 seniors out of 69 seniors. I don't think there's a whole lot of people in this room who can say that. And I think that's, at the end of the day, that's why you coach. Yeah, we're going to be competitive. And is winning important? There's no question. We all like to win in life, right?
Yeah.
Well, you like to win out there, too. So, to be honest with you, I think there's a lot of ways to judge that. But we like the positioning of our football team.
Speaking of winning in life, Michigan just got some really good Make-A-Wish ESPN, the story here in the last week. Could you take us through that a little bit?
Well, I think, number one, our players, they understand that we've got a great platform and to help. And when the my wish came and presented this to us, it was something that we felt so privileged to be able and humbled to do. And, you know, our players got so involved. And, you know, Devin does so much in our community that people don't know that Devin wants to do. Not for any reason, but Devin feels it in his heart. And I think the day that he had and the rest of the players, it really means a lot to us, and Steven and his family is great to do.
The fans are all about X and O's, wins and losses, and that's a heartwarming story. Can you talk about how much your Michigan players do with the community, with the school, some of the programs that you're very involved in?
Well, you know, Mott Hospital, Children's Hospital, T.S. Mott, has always been dear to our hearts, dear to our players' hearts at Michigan, and that started years ago, and so I think that's a big part of it. The VA, we have a lot of our guys who are go out to the VA to spend time, and so, you know, and there's others that our guys just, they understand the community of Ann Arbor, and they're Michigan kids.
One final football question. East-West division, just your overall thoughts. I know you've been asked quite a bit about that, but
right.
how does it change, if at all, the way you approach a season?
I don't think it changes. I think, you know, just like schedules, whatever the schedule is, you better embrace it. You know, I think our division, obviously, is very competitive, and it should be. And for us, we have both of our biggest rivals in our division, so why wouldn't you want it that way?
Coach Brady Hoke joining us here from Michigan on the Doug and Daddy Show, part of our Big Ten preview, brought to you in part by Misco Sports. Get your game on at Misco's. They've been keeping you better equipped for the games you play for years, and of course, we're getting ready for football season. They've got the Husker gear that you need. They're also carrying ASICS footwear for the whole family, and youth football is on the way. They'll be taking care of your area teams. If you need it, they have it at Misco's Sports. Steve Anderson with us on the Doug and Daddy Show as we're here at
Bandits in Grand Island. And you're a huge Michigan fan, right?
No. And Michigan State would be just about a half a rung higher on the no chart. But I always have wanted to go see a game at those venues. And when we got into the Big Ten Conference 4 years ago, it's been, you know, on my bucket list, and I haven't pulled it off yet. Ohio State, a Notre Dame game away. We went to Northwestern a couple of years ago, thoroughly enjoyed it. And I hope I live long enough that I can,
check that off.
That's
going to be
so.
A while for Nebraska at Michigan.
Yeah,
it should be a while before we check you off.
I respect their tradition. And they're a little higher up than Texas, for example.
I hope so.
But everybody's a little higher up than Texas. But I've really thoroughly enjoyed Nebraska's transition into the Big Ten. I look forward to Rutgers and Maryland coming in, even though I know they've got a faction of fans back there that aren't all hepped up about moving out of the ACC and the leagues that they were in prior. But, man, the way this thing has evolved, it's really exciting. And I haven't given up hope that the Fighting Irish won't become a part of the Big Ten before I finally go 6 feet under.
Well, I don't think it happens from the standpoint of why would they have jumped in bed there a little bit with the ACC, which I thought was unique. Of course, maybe it just makes their schedule a tad bit easier. I don't know how that plays out, but
well, this thing's coming to a super conference anyway, isn't
yeah.
it? Top 64.
They keep saying the top five, the Big Five, and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I don't know why Notre Dame would ever give that up because it's the Big Five.
Yeah.
You're not mentioning anybody, and Notre Dame. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, with our fantasy football kickoff of the season, we had Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire, answering some of your questions. We asked you, which type of fantasy football league do you prefer? One where you go head-to-head every week, or the one where it's just total points, whether that's weekly or for the year? And it's split right down the middle, 57% head-to-head, 43% said total points. I said I'm in both of those type of leagues. Some of the head-to-head also include total points. So if you're getting into fantasy football, it's hard to believe that if you're interested in all, you're not at least in one league in this day and age, Steve-O. But if you're new to the game, don't forget to check out RotoWire, RotoWire.com. Read everything you can online because there's so many different variations of the game. As I said, I'm in three leagues that you draft, and each one of them is totally different from the other.
How about carryover versus throwing them all in and starting all over again?
Well, see, 20 years.
One of each.
Yeah, see, 20 years. Now, it would have been great to have the franchise or what do I want to call it again? It's one of them calls it franchise, but yeah, the one where you actually could have traded Peyton Manning because he's getting old to take Andrew Luck or something like that. Someone where you would have drafted 20 years ago and then you just keep going over and over. And that was one of the questions yesterday. But of course, none of us thought that we would like each other that long to keep a league together. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, who's your pick to win the Big 12 this year? A lot of people like Oklahoma. Baylor is right there. Kansas State. Texas has the new coaching staff. Or do you like somebody else? Who is your pick to win the Big 12? You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. Every year, everybody tells me how great Oklahoma is, and they always come up short. And yes, they beat a less-than-inspired Alabama team in the bowl game last year. Steve-O, do you jump on the Oklahoma bandwagon, or you like somebody else?
As much as I like all the Stoop brothers, they broke my heart one too many times over the years when Nebraska was slugging it out with them year in and year out. I have all the respect in the world for the program. I've met Barry Switzer and interviewed multiple times way back when, and what a character. But anyway, Baylor looks like they're loaded for bear, and
no pun intended. Baylor
no
Bears.
Pun intended. I wish them all the success in the world, and I would say that about every team down in the Southwestern Conference, including Kansas State. Although they were some serious adversaries that there was a lot of bad blood between the two schools over the years. Texas would be the one no vote again. And I do like Charlie Strong. I've read a lot about him in Sports Illustrated. Seems like the right guy in the right place. It'll be interesting to see how long they give him to bring this program back, and they want it to happen overnight. I don't know if he can do that.
But wow, what if he did? What if Mac Brown
scary.
Is out the door?
That
and
would be
and
scary.
What if Texas won the league this year? Wow.
That would be scary.
Well, he'd get a lot of garnering out there. Vote for who you want at ESPNSuperStation.com. We are live at Bandit Sports Bar and Grill here in Grand Island, where you can come in and enjoy the pizza and soda special for just $4.99 today. Always a great selection of pizza, Saxon's Pizza, Grand Island's favorite. And we will be bringing you live music tonight at 7 o'clock. Harley and the V-Twins, they come out of Colorado. They've played at Sturgis. They play all that great music that you like to hear in this part of the world, classic rock, some country, some up-tempo. It's a good mixture, and it's tonight. They'll start around 7 o'clock here at Bandits. We've got a final segment to talk about, so stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Oregon Trail Rodeo has changed their dates. On August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, fast-paced action will take place at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings starting at 7 p.m. Join us on Saturday for the 5K, 10K walk run starting at 8 a.m. and for Pink Night at 7 p.m., where $1 will be donated to the Morrison Cancer Center. Dance to West Wind after the Saturday night performance. For information, call 402-462-3247 or go online at adamscountyfairgrounds.com. See you August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Oregon Trail PRC Rodeo.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri-Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you. And always here at chsagra.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Plan now to attend the 31st annual Platte Valley Antique and Collector Show at the Crystal Lake Recreation Area in Ayer, Nebraska on August 16th and 17th. Enjoy fun kid games, parades, tractor games, concessions, tractor displays, live music, and more. Also enjoy a wine and beer tasting event on Saturday. Gates open at 7 a.m. each day. $5 admission good for both days. Children under 10 get in for free. For more information, log on to pvama.org.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass. Got caught up in that whole selfishness, that whole, you know, I can do it all. The times when I was struggling were the times I needed God the most. And now that I've come back and accepted God, my world has completely changed.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Folks, if you're in the Kearney area or wherever and just like to play some golf, don't forget that the Jersey's annual golf tournament is at Meadowlark Hills Friday, August the 22nd. It's almost here. It's only $300 a team for your four-person scramble squad. Burgers, drinks, awards following the tournament. So sign up at Jersey's today and get your team ready to win it all. It is Friday, August 22nd. They've always got great flag prizes. And the annual Jersey's golf tournament is at Meadowlark Hills. For more details, stop by Jersey's and get signed up today. We are at Bandits here in Grand Island, where a lot has been going on over the weekend. And I go to the Dead Popper inbox here, and I believe this is the first time that I've ever seen anybody take a shot at the owner of a business we're in. This comes from James in Grand Island that says, it's about time Tim got to work. I don't know what that means. Why would James say that, Tim? Tim's back there with his hat on. He's working. He's cooking. He's doing everything here. James may be out of a job next time he walks in here, Steve.
I thought James was sitting right there at the end of the counter with it.
So there you go. Tim is firing back across the bow, James, so be careful what you start here. A couple of other things in the world of sports. I could talk golf for a long, long time. We could talk horse racing for a long, long time. But Tiger Woods has said, just to take me out of the conversation for going to the Ryder Cup. He's going to go into total rehab for the rest of the year, and I'm sure we won't see him until February of next year. He never really plays that January swing. Probably Pebble Beach, I would guess, will be his return. So that leaves Tom Watson with an interesting scenario. He doesn't have to worry about that. I would hope that Tiger would go with the team, but does the team want Tiger to go with them? Does he want to go with them over to Scotland? And now I really wonder who Captain Watson will select, because Jason Duffner just missed out, but he's also injured, couldn't play the PGA. If he can't go, you know, it's not like Keegan Bradley's been hot. I don't really see a whole lot of people. You could take that Steve Stricker role, a guy that's been very consistent and handles the pressure, or you just say, forget it, I'm taking three rookies, and we'll see what happens this time, but at least they will have experience for 2 years down the road when we return to American soil.
Do we have a half a dozen Ricky Fowlers out there, though?
He's red hot.
Oh, I love Ricky Fowler. I'll tell you what, though, and I really don't have an opinion, nor am I versed well enough to know what Captain Watson's going to do. But for once in his life, Tiger Woods has done the right thing and stepped aside, let his ego go by the wayside and allow the U.S. team to be formed and not have to any conflict or second or third reasonings why they weren't going to take him. You know, I'm glad to see him do this. And quite frankly, it looks like he needs to set out for about a year heal.
And we don't have to hear either A, why they took him, B, why they didn't. And that would have been the story that overshadowed the whole Ryder Cup. You were in California. How big a deal is the Clippers deal out there? Did you hear hardly anything, or is it everything?
I heard nothing about it. But when you hang around 6 and 8 year old boys,
well,
you hear a lot about the beach and the waves. And we sidestepped Disneyland this year, but I did have to spring for a day at Knott's Berry Farm, was a new experience
for all
of us.
Did you bring anything home?
Not that I can show for it, but I just got my statement in the mail this morning from the credit card company. That's what I brought home with me, and I'm afraid to open up that to see what the total is there. But no, I mean, those are the kinds of things that even if I did hang out with the kind of characters that I hang out with here, I wouldn't expect to hear a whole heck of a lot. But that's on the other side of town, too. You know, I'm kind of right in the heart of Anaheim. There's lots of great things going on there, and quite frankly, the Clippers don't exist in that neck of the woods.
Okay, well, that's interesting to hear that. Also, a Little League World Series gets underway today. The team that beat Kearney from South Dakota plays tonight against Las Vegas. That is scheduled for 7 o'clock. International game currently showing on the ESPN networks. Also, Loper football begins today. Hastings got going over the weekend. Of course, we know about the Huskers, and Loper football began practice today as well. The American Legion World Series, we talked about Omaha West Side, starts today in Cary, North Carolina. Kansas City Royals got a complete game 3-hit shutout from Justin Vargas last night, 3-0 over Oakland. They maintain a half-game lead in the AL Central over Detroit, who also won, and they will finish out that four-game series with Oakland today, 110 on the breeze, 94.5. A little bit of a coup from the World Herald and the Journal Star and Associated Press. Sean Eichhorst obviously doesn't want to sit in a front of a room full of reporters, but he did give a close to an hour interview to talk about the state of whatever. Most of it's on football. You can read Lee Barfneck's column. You can read Steve Sipple, Eric Olson from the Associated Press. But the basis of it is, he says the football program is stable and the Huskers have a seasoned coach who has won a bunch of games.
I-Corps says he wants his coaches to represent the university with honor and distinction, to provide athletes with a good experience and compete for championships. He says Pelini meets those goals, and also said, addressing why he didn't say a whole lot after the Iowa game with Coach Pelini and possibly being on the hot seat, is because he never was on the hot seat.
Well, you know, I'm amazed how the national media has picked up what I thought really was an interview situation with I-Corps that was meaningful for those of us that are passionate about the Huskers, but from a national perspective would have no bearing on anything, and yet it was running everywhere yesterday. And when you make the bottom of the screen on ESPN, I-Corps says things are stable at Nebraska over and over. It's amazing the effect it has on people in every nook and cranny of this country. I will say this. I've got a lot of family in Southern California, a lot of family in Central Florida, all really huge, big red football fans. Bo Pelini's image outside of the state of Nebraska is very, very shallow, and he's doing, I think, some right things to improve it. He's done it here in the state. Now a time to be seen elsewhere, because I just duck when I wear my Nebraska gear wherever I go, and I had it on at Dodger Stadium that day. And you undoubtedly are going to get some Bo Pelini inquiries by people you have no clue who they are. But things are all negative when it comes to him, and I hope that he can hang around long enough to turn that around.
A couple more notes, and then we're out of here for today. The relevance and the improvement of Nebraska men's basketball is shown by making a couple of appearances on ESPN's Super Tuesday. Remember, back in the Big 12, Big 12 played on Big Monday. Big 10 plays on Super Tuesday. The Huskers game at Michigan and home game with Wisconsin will be featured in prime time on the major network. And the Nebraska Women's Senior Amateur Golf Championship wrapped up yesterday at the Kearney Country Club. Consistency, they were all 77, 77, 77, 77, and Susan Marchese wins her fourth senior title to go along with all the regular amateur titles, if not the best, one of the best women's golfers in the history of the state of Nebraska. She won it by four shots over defending champion Jane Pullman. Barb Muldoon third, Nancy Fluke fourth, Kearney's Pam Gallagher finished fifth, and Sally Bryson of Kearney finished in eighth. They had 108 ladies compete in that tournament. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our time today. Don't forget, Bandit Sports Bar and Grill, stop in anytime. They've got happy hour specials. Of course, we don't want to miss out on that. Get some great lunch. You can enjoy, of course, what they have for lunch today is a special Saks Pizza and a soda for $4.99. But as always, happy hours from 4 to 6, Sunday through Friday. And tonight, they have got Band on the Run from Colorado. It is Harley V and his gang coming in for some classic rock and some country and all that tonight at 7 o'clock. They've played in Sturgis, and they're making their way through the Midwest, and they will be stopping tonight here, Harley and the V-Twins, here at Bandits. We want to thank Brady Hoke, part of our Big Ten coverage today, Kevin Stein, the head football coach from Grand Island Northwest. Tomorrow, Eric Emerson, the head football coach at Hastings. Mike Perenio, the race and sportsbook director and head lifeguard at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And, of course, Jim Langan will be in. Steve Anderson, it is always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for being part of the show today.
Hey, it's absolutely a thrilling pleasure to be here. Give Mr. Langan my best and remind him we got a handicapping contest tomorrow night at Fodder Park, just in case his docket is open. The ponies are running at Columbus. If you want to take a step back in time experience racing the way it used to be 50 years ago, that's the place you want to go. You can go park north of the grandstand, right up to the fence, tailgate out there, get your grill out, and watch the ponies run. It is a terrific experience there, and they've only got 3 weekends left.
And I'll tell you what, the only thing about Columbus that they need to improve is the track announcer. Love you, Gary.
I like Calgary Shafe.
Love you, Gary. Hey, don't forget Hail Varsity with Chris Schmidt and Gutty to say from Columbus and Lincoln. You'll be able to hear that from 4 to 6 here on ESPN Radio. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Okay.